Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The girls then make a plan to basically use Talon for his jacuzzi. We totally would have done this. We'd have been like, we really don't want to hang out with so-and-so, but like, do you want to? Because they have a jacuzzi. Hello and welcome to another episode of Millennial TV. We are your hosts, Candace,
Adrian,
and Liz.
And today we're going to be recapping Laguna Beach, Season 1, Episode 10, The First to Go for you. But before we get into that, let's talk about this week's pop culture news. So it's only fitting that we talk about Mr. Stephen Coletti this week. He got engaged to his girlfriend of 2 years, Alex Weaver, who is a NASCAR host. This is the first time I'm hearing of Alex Weaver, and it's kind of funny because I think that fans were mostly shocked by this news. None of us seem to really be paying attention to the fact that Stephen was seeing someone seriously. So a lot of fans were expressing surprise. The other funny thing that fans were expressing on Instagram posts and things like that was that Alex looks so much like Kristen.
Yeah, she does.
And everyone was definitely like kind of hoping that they would rekindle romance totally. After starting up the Rewatch podcast and revisiting their first love relationship. And like, of course, you wouldn't kind of want them to get back together. It's Kristen and Steven, you know? I mean, it just seems like good timing for them. And the way that Steven talks about her on the podcast, to me, I was always like, oh my gosh, he's still totally in love with her. But, you know, maybe he just has a lot of respect for her. Because she is a really dope person, like, just from hearing her on the podcast. So, clearly, he has a girlfriend who he's very much in love with. Personally, I think she looks, to me, like a mix of literally if Kristen and Lauren had a baby.
Totally.
She looks a lot like both of them to me. And I'm just like, he very much has a type.
Yes. Blonde.
Yeah, like very obvious. So yeah, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't even know he was dating anybody either. So I'm excited for him. I think that's really awesome. And I saw a lot of people on Reddit giving them like bad feedback, I guess, because of their age gap.
How old is she?
I think she's 27 or 28, but he's 38, I want to say. And so I was like, I don't really see the big deal in that at all, honestly. It's not like
not at this age.
Like she's 19 or something like that.
And yeah.
I feel like a lot of people were just more pissed off at the fact that it wasn't Kristen. So they're like trying to find a reason to be like, we don't like her. So totally. I think it's awesome. I'm happy for him. She looks really cool.
Yeah. And I remember him talking about dating someone on the podcast. So I wasn't totally surprised to hear that they were engaged. But I will say my little heart was like disappointed, obviously, that Stephen and Kristen never picked things back up again. Because when Kristen got divorced from Jay, one of her first posts was of her and Stephen having dinner, if you guys remember.
Yeah.
And so I thought maybe something could have happened.
Yeah.
But like, actually, when I listened to the podcast, I thought that they were just friends. Like, the romance was no longer there for me. But like, how fucking annoying for Alex to constantly have the entire world tell her that
you want your boyfriend to be with someone else.
Not just someone else. His ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Listen, I feel that way about a lot of celebrity relationships, though, because I was a big fan of the Vampire Diaries back in the day.
Me too.
And, and you know, Ian Somerhalder and Nina Dobrev dated, and then they broke up, and then Ian got married to Nikki Reed. And the are rabid about the fact that he needs to get back together with Nina, and they're both like, dude, we're friends. It's cool. Like, there's no, like, we're good. Like, we broke up amicably. Like, it was literally just because he wanted to get married.
That will follow them forever.
And they, like, it is insane the way the fans, like, attack Nikki Reed over, like, literally just falling in love with someone.
Like, this is, like, Justin Bieber, Selena, and Hailey Bieber. Oh, my God. I feel so bad for her.
People cannot let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, people need to stop shipping real life people. because they're like, I'm sorry, they're not fictional characters. Like, they're not who you think they are. You don't know them personally. Yeah, you have exactly. No idea like why they ended relationships. Like, people get so invested, and I'm just like, just leave these people alone and let them live their lives. Like,
totally.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure it's the most annoying thing, especially as like a woman. And like, mm-hmm. I'm pretty jealous when it comes to relationships. And I probably would be like screaming at people and going off on Instagram. And like, I could not handle that. Like, I probably couldn't have social media if that was the case. Like, I would be losing my mind.
Yeah.
Like,
it would drive me nuts to have everyone tell me how much they thought that I would, well, I was like a homewrecker, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't happening to Steven. This is next level, more talking about like Justin and Haley and stuff, but like everyone just hating on you.
Yeah. Just because they don't want you with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
The good thing with Steven and Alex is that it's kind of a lesser scale because Steven isn't as much of a celebrity as some of the others, which I think is a good thing. But I did notice that a lot of like the One Tree Hill cast and like a lot of the, you know, like OGs were commenting on the post and just congratulating him and stuff. So it seems like people are super excited for them. So, I mean, that's good. I hope that there's not too many people out there being like, it should have been Kristen.
I know.
Because, like, I'm the one of those people that's like, it should have been Lauren. But I'm not going to say that.
I feel like maybe this generation or, like, the people that are fans of the show have, like, grown out of that, hopefully. So not too much of hate for them in that way.
Hopefully.
Can you imagine, like, being almost 40 years old and people like, pushing your high school relationship on you?
I know.
Like, that would be horrible.
How awful. I know. And I think about that all the time when I'm looking at my DVDs. I think, like, how awkward to know that your picture of you and your high school boyfriend is sitting on somebody's DVD shelf right now. Like, that's so awkward.
That's so true. Yeah.
For so many of us, it's like you don't even want to think about your ex-boyfriends, you know?
No. And their high school relationships are immortalized.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's so unfortunate. Like, I'm so glad I wasn't on a reality show as a teenager. I don't want to think about it.
No.
Like, I'm done. I wish Steven and Alex the best of everything. They seem to really be in love. 2 years is like kind of a short time for me to get engaged, but I, you know, if you know, you know. So
yeah,
I hope that it lasts and I hope that they're really happy together, and definitely she's his type. So I'm going to be rooting for them for sure. I can't wait to see the wedding because I'm sure it'll be beautiful.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I hope most of the Laguna Beach cast makes an appearance.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Imagine if we got Kristen and Lauren in the same room again. That would be so
amazing. That would be amazing. I'm sure Lauren will be invited because her and Steven are still close.
Yeah.
So hopefully she'll make it and we'll get a nice little, maybe we'll get some
reunion wedding.
Oh, my little Laguna Beach heart will be so happy. And now let's get into the episode. Okay, so we are recapping episode 10 of Laguna Beach season 1, The First to Go. And the original air dates on these always make me feel so old, but it was December 7th of 2004. Whew, I'm getting
That's
up
20
there.
Years.
Yeah, I'm getting That's up crazy. There. So we start with the previously on, and Lauren is saying she is excited because they finally graduated. She says that the summer is here and it is one big party in Laguna Beach. And I have to point out that we see a clip of Talon asking Lo and Lauren if they would ever have a threesome as she says that, as he's getting into the hot tub, which I was like, there you go. It's always a party in Laguna. She says because Trey is the first to go, they realize that the party is ending. She says Steven and Kristen's time is ticking away because they are all heading off to college. Well, not all of us, which is a nice setup for season 2 because Kristen will be staying behind in Laguna Beach and we are passing the baton, as they say, because Kristen will be the narrator for season 2, which I was so livid about when I first watched season 2. I was like, if Lauren's still there, why are we doing this? Scene 1 kicks off with Alex H. and Kristen talking on the beach. The first scene of the episode is just talking about how cute Steven and Kristen were at a party that Dieter had thrown. Kristen says they're better than they have been since they first started going out. And she says it's going to be weird seeing him every day and that she really just wants to have fun with Steven this summer before going out into the water with Alex.
Oh, yeah. It was so cute. Like, you could really tell their, like, on and off relationship was very on at this time. Like, she was really going to miss him and she really loved him.
Yeah.
I thought that was really
They are cute. They are. Like, watching it with new lenses, because I was so Team Lauren when I used to watch these, so, like, I have to, like, take a step back and be like, stop it. Like, they weren't dating, you know what I mean? So, yeah, they are cute. They're sweet. I mean, it's a really sweet relationship, but it's hard, I don't know. It's hard for me to see Kristen as, like, cute and sweet because I know she's, like, such a badass bitch most of the time.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to, like, I don't believe you. Like, I don't believe her. Like, I know it is real for her, you know what I mean? But I just am, like, you're scheming. Like, who are you dating on the side? Like, what's happening? Which
that's why I feel like it's extra cute when she is cutesy like this, because I'm like, oh, she's really in love.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. And this episode is chock full of these wonderful little puppy love scenes between Kristen and Steven. The next scene is them hanging out at the pool, and Steven is just throwing Kristen around like a little rag doll, which is so high school. Like, do you remember when boys would do that and they thought it was like the height of flirting with you and it was supposed to be super cute? I never liked it. I don't roughhouse.
No.
So I'm not.
I don't know. I never got thrown around in the pool like that.
Don't toss me around, especially in a pool. I don't care how cute you are. Do not. And I was always worried because I straightened my hair. So I was always worried about my hair. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I do not want to look like a crazy person right now with my like puppy crazy hair. Like, do not throw me in the pool. It's not cute.
I was going to comment on how funny it was that they were trespassing into, like, a hotel property to get into the pool. But then I remembered that you said you did that.
Yeah, we did that all the time. So Kristen and Steven are definitely trespassing into, like, an apartment complex or, like, a hotel. Me and my friends used to do this all the time. Like, none of us had a pool. And there was an apartment complex. It's not called this anymore. It's called something else. But it was right in the middle of, like, all of our houses. Like, everyone knew where it was. It was called Ashton Place. And it was really easy to get into. You could literally just be like, hey, I left my key. Can you let me in? And somebody down at the pool would let you in.
Oh, my gosh.
So we threw birthday parties there. We had, like, anytime we wanted to go swimming, we just snuck into Ashton Place. So this is a thing.
That's awesome.
I'm glad I met someone in real life who actually did this, because, like, watching this, I'm like, what?
We were desperate for pools. Which now, did you guys hear that there's an app now? It's like Airbnb, but you can rent people's pools.
I have heard about that. Yeah.
You can literally rent, like, a pool for, like, however many hours, like, through an app.
To have, like, a party or something. Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'm like, this would have solved so many problems for us as kids.
I've actually heard of that, of, like, renting people's backyards, actually, for people who have dogs, to let their dogs run in people's yards. And I'm like, now living in a condo, I'm like, that is such a smart idea. I'm like, I love that.
Yeah.
A backyard.
That actually makes me
But I would not rent my own yard out, because, like, you know, the dogs are going to tear it up. But
that makes me so happy, because that means that people with, like, apartments and stuff can get dogs. And
exactly.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. I love animals.
And I have to ask, did you guys notice the song that was playing in the background in this scene?
No.
It was Sky Sweetnam's Tangled Up in Me.
Oh, stop.
Which was so cute. And I think, like,
that.
I mean, on CTV, that was the song that was playing, and she was such a popular Canadian star at that time. She was, like, 16. Hmm. She had this, like, rock pop, like, kind of
sound. I loved that song.
It was so good. I, like, went on YouTube, and I played it again, and I was, like, singing it all week. It was so good.
I don't think it was on the DVD. I think they replaced it.
Oh, no?
No, because I liked that song, and I would have noticed. That's crazy, though, and also super cute.
Yeah, I don't know if it was on Netflix either, now that I think about it. Yeah, I'll have to go back and check.
Yeah, I loved all those, like, random pop stars. I loved them, all of them. So they're at the pool, and they have a really nice montage of them being cute together in the pool and flirting and playing water games and cuddling and kissing. And I think this is the nicest we see them being with each other all season.
Yeah,
it's very, very sweet, and definitely very high school. It feels like just like a high school date or hanging out with your boyfriend. It's very cute. Then the next scene is Lauren and Trey having lunch. We see Lauren heading to meet Trey for lunch, and they have a really cute hug exchange. And then Lauren sits down, and I don't know if you guys noticed, but Trey's audio is terrible here.
It was horrible.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I was surprised that they kept it in.
Oh my god, it was awful. I was like, ew. Like, they could have cut this whole scene. But walking along the street is Patricia, who we learn by her lower third is Jonathan's mom. Who is Jonathan?
I wrote, who is Jonathan and why is his mom with Trey? Yeah.
Who is Jonathan? Who is this lady? I guess we'll never know. MTV apparently thinks that we know who Jonathan is. We don't.
And that scene was important enough to keep in the show, right?
Yeah. I was very confused with the bad audio. By this. Yeah. So Patricia stops and asks Trey if he's excited for college and when he's leaving, and she gives him a big old hug and says she's gonna miss him. Trey asks Lauren about Steven, and then Lauren says she hasn't talked to Steven other than a nod, which just pissed me off. I know. I'm like, Steven, you're such a dick.
He's hanging out with his girlfriend before he moves to college to hook up with Lauren.
Exactly. Right. No, but that's fine. I get it. I get he's spending time with Kristen, but like, you can have friends. Like, that's okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, don't completely. Say hi. Right? Like, what? It was just weird. Yeah. And I think it was probably because Kristen was like, you need to be spending time with me and not thinking about Lauren.
No, stop it. Or maybe he just really wanted to spend time with Kristen.
Well, here's the thing. Even if Kristen did say that, I'm not blaming her.
No, I know. But I just feel like there's, like, ebbs and flows. And, you know, when you're in a relationship with someone else, you just naturally, like, stop talking to.
Yeah, you get, like, other person. You get, like, blinders on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're right. That is probably what's happening. You're right. I'm probably being harsh.
I'm cutting the Kristen the hate.
I know. Just like, cut the bullshit, Candace. So Trey seems really surprised and asks, really? And Lauren just kind of shrugs. She says it really sucks because at first she was so stoked to be going to college with Steven and have one of her best friends be there with her. But now it's just like, hi, I'm Lauren. Which I thought was really funny.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Trey reassures her that it'll change and things will go back to normal. And Lauren says, it just sucks as she sips her lemonade. And it looks like delicious lemonade. That's why I specifically pointed that out.
I wrote, was this supposed to be a goodbye Trey scene? Because they totally just used him to talk about Steven with Lauren.
I know.
Like,
I know.
That was the entire scene.
That's so crappy.
And it's so awkward because anytime they want Lauren to talk about Steven, the other person is so awkwardly like, so what's going on with Steven?
Yeah.
And it's like, that person does not care what's going on with Steven.
Yeah.
At all. So it's always super awkward, but I get it. They have to get it going somehow. And the producers are sitting there like, Trey, ask her about Steven, you know?
And then watching this, I'm like, yeah, no wonder I hated Lauren so much, because it seemed like every single time all she wanted to do was talk about Steven.
Yeah.
It's true, yeah.
So then we go right into another scene of Kristen and Steven having summer fun together. They ditch the pool and they're seen surfing in the ocean now. It is so obvious that MTV is trying to make it look like Steven completely ditched Lauren for Kristen, but it's just not true. like he's just hanging out with his girlfriend, and these probably weren't even at the same time, but it's just like the way they juxtapose everything. It's like, oh, well, he really is like ditching Lauren for Kristen.
Oh, I didn't even get that.
Yeah, it just looks like they're doing it on purpose. And like, they were just soaking up their last moments together. And, you know, Lauren and Steven did have a whole college experience to look forward to. So I get it. Like, they were going to college together. So Steven knew he had time with Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have time with Kristen. So I get it.
Yeah.
And then after surfing, Kristen and Steven change out of their wetsuits and swim around. And it's another scene where they are crazily sexualizing Kristen. This isn't Baywatch. Like, did you guys notice that? Like, she takes off her wetsuit and she is, like, shimmering with water.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It looks like she's, like, walking up out of the water like this, like, mermaid goddess.
And she's 16.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I'm like, this is so weird. And it's not egregious. It only lasts a little while, but it's still just, like, geez, she's 16.
Yeah.
Her poor dad was probably, like, what?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I know my dad would have lost his mind. So Kristen and Steven decide to sit on the beach for a rest and cuddle and talk. And Steven says that the surf was worthless. And Kristen agrees, saying that there were no waves. Then they have a cute exchange about how one of the waves took Kristen out. And again, it's just a really cute hanging out with your boyfriend, summer fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go back to depressing Lauren. And she's on the beach with Talon. We have switched Trey out for Talon now as the person she's going to talk to about Steven.
Yes. Oh my God.
Talon asks Lauren about Lo, and Lauren says, oh yeah, she said you've been calling her a lot, which I just thought this whole exchange was hilarious because clearly Talon was trying to hook up with Lo so badly and Lo was like not into it, which is extra funny since we know they made out at prom.
Wait, did we see that?
No. No, they just talked about it. She just
talked about it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it's just so funny because obviously Talon really liked it. And then Talon says that Lo never calls him back. And Lauren shrugs and smiles. And Talon says he just calls her to hang out. And she thinks she wants to hook up with her or something. But also she left her earring in his car.
I know.
But he doesn't want to hook up with her. He just wants to talk to her.
He's so funny.
And Lauren's cracking up. And she's like, how'd she lose an earring in your car? And Talon again is like, no. All we've done is just kiss. Which, what do you guys think? Do you think that all they did was kiss?
I think so. I feel like boys would be more inclined to like say otherwise if they did sleep together. Mm-hmm. So for him to just say that, I believe that.
I believe that too.
He plays games though. Like, and I don't know what the game would be, but and it's weird speculating about teenage sex lives, but I don't know. I just, this whole situation is funny that Lo was just like, no, Talon, no.
I think she like had a great time like making out with him, but you know, she didn't want to take it there with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I rewinded this scene a bunch of times because at the beginning I couldn't hear what he was saying, and then I realized he was asking about Lo, and I had to rewind it like a bunch of times, and I was just like, oh god, Talon. He cracks me up, dude. And then Lauren says that she knows all they've done is kiss because she was right there both times. And both times is interesting because we only know about prom.
Yeah, we only know about the one time.
That's true.
So there was another time. I think they were definitely having a little bit of a fling for a while.
Yeah.
Lo was probably definitely over it by now, especially since she was, like, gonna go to college. So I think she was like, please stop calling me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only want your hot tub. And then I wanted to point out that both Kirsten and Lauren say that they were both hooking up with Talon, too. So Talon was really getting around. Like, with older girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hooked up with Lauren, Kristen, and Lo. Those are only the ones we know about.
They do talk about that on the podcast. And he says it himself, too. It's like, he's, like, waiting on the side for these girls to, like, break up with their boyfriends. And he's like, okay, my turn.
The rebound.
Yeah. And he was happy to be that, apparently. Yeah.
I mean, good for him. Did you guys ever see, after they talked about that on the podcast, I guess Lauren had said, like, I mean, everybody's talking about Steven, but I was hooking up with Talon. And Kristen's like, me too.
Yeah.
He made, like, a TikTok to the... It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he's like married with kids now, so it just makes it even more funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was definitely a lot of Talon hookups going on. So Talon asks Lauren if she and Steven are going to live close to each other when they go to college. And Lauren says it depends on where Steven lives, but their schools are right next to each other. So then we get a scene of Morgan, Christina, Kristen, and Steven hanging out on the beach, and Steven asks Christina if she is still going to SMU, and Christina kind of laughs and says there's been a little change of plans. She then reveals she's moving to LA next month, getting her own apartment, agent, and manager, and doing acting, dance, and voice 3 times a week and pursuing her acting career.
Holy crap.
That's a big change.
Huge change.
She's like, a little change.
Okay. I know. I'm like, your parents were okay with that? You were going to like a Methodist college.
And her parents are probably paying for this. Like doing acting, singing, dancing. Like those lessons are not cheap.
And that's pretty intensive.
Yeah.
And Kristen asked her, are you getting your own apartment? So I took that as like she's not even getting roommates. Like she's living by herself. Right. So it's her parents. They're just
gonna be paying for all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably wouldn't have to get a job either if they were paying for all of that. So.
No.
So I took it upon myself to IMDb Christina. And see if she ever booked anything, even low budget. But her only credits are Laguna Beach and something called The Great American Christmas, which she is credited as herself. So
she to find that and watch
she
it.
She never booked anything.
Wow.
Unless it was That's like so a student sad. Film. I know. And I felt bad because she really wanted to, she was doing the damn thing, you know?
I wonder how long she actually lasted up in LA, though.
Yeah, you know? True. I don't know this, but I feel like she moved there, met her husband, and then went the family route.
Because I do remember hearing that she still lives in Laguna Beach now, so
yeah,
she moved back at some point.
Yeah, I was bummed. I thought I was gonna find like a TV movie or something and I was gonna watch it.
Oh man, I wish. She would be perfect for like a Hallmark movie.
I know. I was so excited. I was like, she had to have booked like one random thing that I have to find. But nope, just Laguna Beach and The Great American Christmas, which I don't know. It sounds like a church special.
It does.
Oh my God.
So I'm wondering if maybe it was like, what was the church called? The Crystal Cathedral. Like maybe it was.
Maybe it was a production of them.
Yeah, a production. Yeah. So
I'm going to have to try to track that down.
Maybe she did plays. And those wouldn't show up.
Yeah. Or like student films.
Yeah.
She could have been doing cool stuff. I don't know. But just nothing on IMDb. So Morgan says, remember when you used to want to be a marine biologist? I guess screw that. And then she says, well, that's cool about being an actress. Which I was like, that's kind of bitchy.
Yeah.
So shady this entire
very scene. Weird.
I feel like she was mad that Christina was doing that.
I feel like the vibe was like, wow, you're really going to give up school to go pursue this acting career in which you're not going to bring any value to this world.
Yeah. And
like, that was basically what she was saying.
Good for Christina because she's a total trooper. And she says, you know, you got to follow your dreams. You can't just sit back and see what happens. You got to go do it. Which, kudos to her for going and doing it because she wanted to. You know what I mean? There's only so many times in your life where you can just go do stuff that you want to do. And, I mean, why not give it a shot? Who knows? Like, it could have gone really well.
I'm so impressed by people who learn that early on. Yeah. Like, I know 18's not early, but, like, it really is. Like, you don't know anything. Yeah. You're just leaving your home and you're, like, pursuing what you want to do. Like, that's a lesson that people learn so much later in life. Yeah. So I was really impressed by that.
Yeah, and, like, moving out at 18 years old and moving to a new city with no one that you know and taking acting, singing, and dance 3 times a week, which is very strenuous, especially if you're not naturally good at one or all of those things. That is a drain on you.
And in LA, where it's super competitive and you know people are like hyper there.
I'm not a dancer, and I did high school theater, which is not like real theater at all, but we would do like dance rehearsals, like 2-hour dance rehearsals, and I would go home bawling.
But
they're just hard. It's hard. If you've never danced before, it is so hard to learn a combination. You don't know how your body moves. You're awkward. You're in high school, so you're awkward just because of that. It's uncomfortable. You're dancing in front of like boys that you have crushes on, like, and you look stupid. Like, dance rehearsals for me were like absolute torture. More power to her. I'm sure that was a really rough time in her life, but she did it. She wanted to do it and she did it. So I'm impressed. But I do feel like her friends are super unsupportive.
Yeah. And she looks so unhappy in the scene.
Oh, yeah. Like,
yes.
And Christina hides it with like laughter. I feel like she has no other, that's like her coping mechanism. She's laughing this entire scene and I'm just like, she's so hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I can just tell.
Yeah.
So Steven says he's going to go and talk to Trey. And Christina then asks what Kristen and Steven are going to do when Steven goes to school. So Kristen tells her very nonchalantly that they're going to break up. She's like, we're going to break up. Like, it's just, I'm like, oh, okay.
No biggie.
Yeah.
I thought that was really weird. You know, I would have been like, I think we're going to break up. You know, like, just like, we're breaking up. Like, again, that's her coping mechanism. I get it. But it was just very, like, shocking. So Christina tells her that that's a good idea, and she says, girls who have boyfriends in college and say they're faithful to me, she's like, yeah, right.
Wait, and did you hear which couple she mentioned?
No.
No.
She said Taylor and Tyler, and that's Taylor from second season.
Oh, I didn't even catch it.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even catch it. Adrian, this is why you're here.
I was so excited when I heard that, and, like, you know, after watching season 2 going back, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, okay, well, we heard about Taylor.
Yeah. Taylor's mentioned a lot of little places, I feel like, and she's, like, on the DL.
She was at the birthday party, right, earlier in this season?
Oh, yeah.
Christina's.
Yep. Christina's.
Yes. But yeah, I disagree with Christina. I think not every relationship in college is, like, terrible. Like, some of them are fine. Like, I know it's, like, breakup season or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, people tend to, like, over-exaggerate, like, oh, he's going to college. He's going to cheat on you. But, like, no. Like, he can go to college and not cheat on you. That's an option. Exactly. But it was so not an option for Kristen and Steven, which I think is really strange. Like, they didn't even, like, talk about it.
No, they openly talked about, like, when you're away, I'm going to hook up with other people.
No, like, it wasn't even, they weren't even going to try. Like, it was, so weird. Yeah.
That's why it's, like, we say it's healthy for them to have this mindset that they're not going to be together and they're, like, mature for thinking so. But I'm always, like, but how? You loved each other. What is going on here?
I know. I would have been like, oh, of course I want to stay together. Like, yeah. What are you talking about? I'm going to come to San Francisco, like, every weekend. Yeah, Kristen's like, hey, Sam.
Yep.
She does not give $2. So Steven goes and talks to Trey, and Trey says, what's going on with you and your chick? Steven says that it's going to be donezo, put on pause. Trey says they always know that they can come back together later in life, and Steven says he's so stoked to be going to college. And then Trey says, to get away from the drama. And I'm like, Trey, you had zero drama this year. There was zero drama with you, Trey.
Yep.
And then they take off surfing in classic Laguna Beach style. So then we go to Trey's house, and Steven, Polster, and Trey, etc. are at Trey's house playing poker. And Steven says that he's scared of the environment of San Francisco, but he's glad that Elsie will be there. He says he's excited for when he's bummed out that she will be there. Ew. Yuck. I was so grossed out. I was like, oh, so she's your back burner?
Totally.
Your backup plan? When you're sad? You can go hook up with Lauren. Ew. Yeah, he did not impress me in this scene. And then Dieter says in the background, don't rely on fucking Elsie.
I'm so happy that Dieter called him out. Yes. Like, he called him on his shit.
Which I totally agree with. And I think Dieter was standing up for Elsie a little bit too. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? Like, that was so gross. Yeah. And I'm glad somebody said something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steven says, anyone that goes away to college, unless you're a unique person, you are going to wish you are back in high school at times. What did you guys think about that?
I highly disagree with that.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's such a weird statement. I didn't wish I was back in high school at all.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever wished that, honestly.
I was pretty happy to be done with high school.
I felt like he was just saying that, like, he wishes he had his high school friends around.
Yeah, I mean, there were times where I missed, like, aspects of high school, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I miss it now.
Yes.
But if you ask me in university, I was happy living my university life.
And, like, when I graduated, I was like, I'm sick of all the drama and the BS and, like, honestly, everything. Like, my friend group just, we had a lot of stuff. Yeah, there was always something going on. So I was just like, I'm done. And I don't have to talk to anybody if I don't want to talk to anybody. And it's great.
Yeah.
And then as time goes on, you're kind of like, oh, but I never get to have prom again. I never get to, like, you know, do this again. So there are aspects that you miss, but I did not miss, like, the people. Yeah, I don't know if that's terrible, and if anybody from my high school is listening, I swear I'm not a bitch, but, like, I just, you know, it was just one of those things where I was done. I was good off of high school. Yeah, I was good off of it.
Yeah.
So Steven says that making new friends is intimidating when you don't know one person, and so for those days where he just wants to break down, he's not relying on Elsie, but there will be someone there. Like, call your mom, bro. Like, ew. So, sometimes he gets super sketched about San Francisco State, but then he knows Lauren will be there, and he says, like, someone to be there, and Trey cuts him off and says, someone to hook up with.
So good.
And Steven just laughs, which, ew, ew, barf. That's all. Cannot stand him. Ugh. So, then we see Trey and Steven longboarding, which, I don't know why, but this scene made me so weirdly emotional. I teared up, and I don't know, like, I was like, it's so cute. I don't know, like, it was really clear that Trey and Steven are really close, and this is, like, their last hurrah. There was nothing else in this scene. It was literally just them longboarding, like, in random Laguna, and I was like, it's so sweet. I teared up twice in this episode. I know. I was like, this is terrible.
You're right. Like, nothing happened. All they did was longboard. And, like, reality TV these days would never, like, include a scene like this. Where it was just, like, sweet and sort of, like, sentimental. Like, they would never.
They, like, have been friends since they were babies. Like, it's just sweet. Yeah. Like, Trey seems like the person that he just goes to. Like, I know he's close to Peter, but I feel like Trey is, like, a different level of friendship for him. Like, they've probably never had any issues with each other. They've never fought over girls. Like, I just...
He's, like, the guy with all the wisdom. Yeah. Like, you just go to him for everything.
Yeah. It was really...
And with the awesome parents, too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was super, super sweet. And I definitely teared up. And I was like, oh, Steven and Trey. I'm glad that they're still friends. So then we go to Lauren's house with Lo. And the scene starts with Lo saying, I've never been to Paris. And Lauren says, me either. Sucks. And the unintentional foreshadowing is amazing. Crazy. I was like, stop it right now. Because as we all know, or maybe you don't, Lauren becomes the girl who didn't go to Paris. And then she does end up going to Paris eventually. And it's a really big deal on the hills. So this was so exciting to hear. It's like you couldn't have written this show any better.
No. I know. Like, and I'm so surprised that they never cut to this, like, somewhere in the hills, you know?
Yeah.
I wish they did. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was cute. So Lo asks who has a jacuzzi, and Lauren says, Talon does. He just got one put in at his dad's house, and he's all excited about it. The girls then make a plan to basically use Talon for his jacuzzi, which is funny because we totally would have done this. Like, if any of our friends had a jacuzzi, absolutely. We would have been like, we really don't want to hang out with so-and-so, but, like, do you want to? Because they have a jacuzzi.
Oh, my God.
Oh, absolutely. First of all, jacuzzing is my favorite thing to do. I love jacuzzing. Hate swimming. Can do without the pool part. I love to go jacuzzing.
Really?
Yes.
I get so, like, lightheaded.
Oh, my God. It's one of my favorite things to do. It is so relaxing. Oh, my God. I love it. So, yeah, I feel them really hard when they're like, let's call Talon and use this jacuzzi. And then the girls make fun of Kristen's voice, and they both start saying Talon and Steven in their best Kristen impression, and it's hilarious. They're both like, Steven, Talon. And I love it. So Lo calls Talon, and Talon tells her that he just got a facial. And Lo finds this extremely hilarious. And I also find it hilarious because it is very random. But Talon also totally seems like the guy that would get a mani and a pedi and a facial.
Oh, totally.
And he's, like, not even ashamed of it.
Yeah.
And I love how Lo's like, it's okay. I get facials, too. So then she asks Talon if they want a jacuzzi, and he says it sounds like a plan. And, of course, Talon wants a jacuzzi with two hot girls. And that's probably why he begged his dad to put a jacuzzi in. To get more girls.
In the scene when Lo was talking to Talon, did you guys notice, like, really weird ADR from Talon? Like, while Lo is talking to him on the phone, he's literally, like, answering her questions. But it's like, how would the camera ever pick that up?
All of the phone calls are so fake on this show. Like, it's so weird that they wanted us to believe
it's so weird.
These phone calls so bad.
They would have had to be filming him on the phone also. So, yeah, there's no way.
Because of this, back in the day, like, I totally used to think that they were able to record these phone calls until I got older. I'm like, no, they can't do this.
So after that, we see the girls in Talon getting ready for the jacuzzi and getting in. And it is the most uncomfortable scene on planet Earth. It is the most sexualized teenagers I've ever seen.
Yes.
I felt like I was watching, do you guys remember the show Blind Date?
Yes.
It probably wasn't popular in Canada.
What was it again?
It's called Blind Date. And it was literally like, two people go on a blind date, and there were, like, these weird pop-ups that would happen.
Yeah, it was, like, pop-up video.
And they were always really awkward blind dates. Like, it's hard to explain unless you've seen it.
Was it an MTV thing?
No, I don't know what channel it was on, but if you're ever bored, Adrian, look on YouTube, Blind Date, and you'll see what I'm talking about. There were always scenes like this in, like, a hot tub, and it reminded me so bad of that.
That's so funny.
And there's 15, or not, I guess they're 17, but still... Talon's like 15.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is so awkward. Ugh. And then it gets even more awkward. Lo asks Talon if he has girls in his jacuzzi frequently. And he says no, they're the first. He then asks Lauren if she'd ever have a threesome. Lauren instantly says no, that's disgusting. Yeah. And Talon pushes her and says, two guys, three girls. And she continues to say no. And then he completely changes the subject and asks them to advise him on senior year.
I know. He's like, nope, that's not
going to work. I know. He's like, I'm clearly not getting any, so. So then Lauren says that the cool thing about senior year is that you get closer to your friends. And Lo says that she didn't take senior year that seriously. She didn't try to be so cool and super popular. And Lauren says that Lo got mean senior year. And Lo says, I'm not mean, whore bag. And Lauren's like, listen to what you just said.
I love these two.
Me too.
And then Talon says, so what should I do to get more girls in the hot tub? But the girls have nothing to say. So then they tell him he doesn't need any help. And it's so funny because when Talon asks them that, the dead silence is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like crickets.
Yeah. Are you serious?
They should have put crickets in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole scene was so awkward for me. I don't know how you guys felt about it, but I was just like, I am literally watching teenagers talking about threesomes, and I'm so uncomfortable. And usually I can, like, suspend my belief enough to just be like, it's a reality show, it's fine, and like, it's fine that they're doing all these weird things, but that just was like a little uncomfortable for me.
Well, and Talon's saying like the weirdest things.
Yes.
But I don't actually feel like MTV's forcing him to do that. It's just him.
Yeah.
I think that was just Talon, because the girls are not surprised. I feel like they were we'll put up with this for the jacuzzi. So then we transition to Trey's going away party, and Trey says the hardest part is going to be not having a home base and being so far away from everyone. Which, do we know where Trey's going?
New York, wasn't
it? New York, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, New York, yep.
Yeah, I guess that is pretty far.
Yeah.
Especially at 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get another MTV produced scene of Lauren making eyes at Steven. And it's very strange.
This one was horrible.
And it was out of place. Yeah. I don't think Lauren was thinking about Steven this night. It was just so weird. And there's actually an entire montage of random looks. And the whole thing is so awkward and weird.
It went on for such a long time.
And I was like, what's happening? It was like Christina and then Morgan. I was like, okay, this is odd. Whoever edited this episode was just like going ham. They were doing whatever they wanted to do.
They really had to pad out the timing with
it.
Yeah.
So everyone starts to leave, and they are giving Trey a last hug goodbye, and then Steven and Trey talk about how they're going to be 3,000 miles away, and Steven reminisces about his house and how much he loves his family, and Trey kind of ruins it and says, send me pictures of all your hotties up in San Francisco. Also, that goodbye party looked, like, super sweet and nostalgic and fun, and I'm jealous.
It was nice that they were all there.
I know.
Did you notice Trey's fashion?
Yes.
I think he was wearing a belt as, like, a sash.
I literally wrote that down. Yeah. Like, with a crossbody belt. Yeah, yes. Over the shirt. Yeah. Yes. And it looked like it had big, like, metal pieces, like, almost like bullet holes in it or something. It was so weird.
That's amazing.
I don't know. Maybe we're so used to seeing all his weird fashions. It was so subtle. Yeah. Like, I didn't even notice it until the very end.
So they were, like, hugging and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I was too preoccupied by the awkward looks that I was just, like, focused on that. After the goodbye party, we transition into Trey saying goodbye to his house and family and his dog. And this is the second scene that I teared up in.
Sad.
I was so sad.
When his dad said that they grew up together, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, he must have got the dog when he was a kid, I'm assuming then.
Yeah.
It was just so sad. And then when Trey walks away, he looks back at the dog, and the dog is just looking after him forlornly.
I
was so depressed. I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. I definitely cried. I'm not gonna lie. Animals get me every time.
I didn't have a pet growing up, but now that I have a dog, I'm like, oh my gosh, imagine getting a dog and then you have to leave and go to like college or university and you don't see them for months. Well, I'm happy I didn't have to do that back then, but I would be so sad.
Yeah.
Did you guys have pets that you grew up with?
No. My mom was like not a pet person, and so I wasn't allowed. I could have fish And I did have lots of fish, but they all died.
Cool.
So we had dogs, but when I was 12, we got a wiener dog. She was a long-haired dachshund.
Aww.
And we got her in the year 2000. So for the millennium, we named her Millie.
Aww. And that's, I know, cute.
Luckily, I got to move with her because when me and my mom moved to San Diego, like, obviously we brought her with us.
Wow.
And she lived to be 16. She just died like 6 years ago, I want to say. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a good dog. She was hilarious.
But you guys got to go to college and do that together.
We did. We got to leave together.
That's cute.
Yep.
Binks was my first pet ever. Like, my first real pet. My rabbit.
Not a fish.
Well, I had fish when I was younger, but I don't really count them. Like, they don't, I mean, they don't do much, you know?
They don't last very long.
But my first real pet is my little baby Binks.
Okay, I had goldfish because my parents also didn't let me have pets when I was younger. And goldfish, people typically have them for like a year or two, like, or months, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. My goldfish lasted 6 years.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh
my gosh.
And I didn't insane. Have like a big tank or anything. It wasn't a bowl, but it was a tank. But it was at the point where I was just like, I don't want to take care of this fish anymore. And actually, my boyfriend's parents ended up taking care of the fish for quite a few years. So
wow.
I'm very grateful for them.
That's awesome.
What was the fish's name?
His name was Freddie. Freddy the fish.
Freddy the fish. That's awesome.
So the next scene we see is Steven and Dieter eating In-N-Out. And if you are a East Coast transplant like me and you're from California, this scene made you so desperate for In-N-Out Burger. So they are eating In-N-Out, and Steven says when he and Trey were little, they spent a whole night trying to figure out where they were going to get a tattoo. And they were sitting in front of the mirror with their shirts off. And I thought that was so cute. And I want to know how young they were. Because, like, were they, like, 8?
Yeah, when were they doing that? Or was it, like, last year?
Because if they were, like, 8 years old, that's super cute. But if it was, like, last year, you guys are super lame. So Dieter says that Trey changed so much from when they were little. And Steven says it bums him out that Trey is the first one to go. And then we transition to the girls hanging out. Lauren says it was really weird saying goodbye to Trey. And Christina says it's going to be weird coming back during the holidays to see how everyone's changed. She says it's crazy after 4 years of high school that now they're all going off to different places. And Lauren says it was more than 4 years, that Christina came freshman year, but her and Lo have been with each other since they were little, which I thought was kind of a dig. It was kind of like, you came freshman year. You're not as important.
I did notice that too. But at the same time, I'm like, how are these four friends again? Like, they never really showed that, like, reconciliation, but we're just supposed to believe mm-hmm. that they're friends again.
So I don't think that they are. I think MTV was like, we need a closure scene with you guys.
The more and more I watch this and how, like, passive aggressive, like, Morgan and Christina are with Lo and Lauren, I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. this was not a friendship.
Yeah, for sure. They were definitely frenemies. Morgan asks where they think they all will be in 10 years. Christina says Morgan will be married and living back in Laguna. And Morgan says, that's boring. But Lauren says, no, with your cute little family. And Morgan says she thinks she'll be in New York or something. Sorry, Morgan. You do end up back in Laguna with your cute little family. Yep. Lo says Lauren will be driving her big silver Mercedes and living at her beach house with her really hot husband, which honestly...
Facts.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. And Lauren says, yes, I love you guys. Lauren says that Lo will be waltzing into the reunion with her bling and fur, but Morgan adds that she will be a high-power businesswoman, which she is kind of a high-power businesswoman. She definitely, like, mm-hmm. is, you know, making her way in the world. I don't know about the bling and the fur, but definitely a businesswoman. So it's kind of cool that they all kind of predicted their futures.
Lo has really changed since high school. Mm-hmm. Like, she's way more grounded mm-hmm. and, you know, into her wellness and health and mental health and all that kind of stuff. Whereas, like, if you watch this girl in Laguna Beach, like, you would never think that she would end up here where she is today.
Yeah. Good for her, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christina says that she'll be going to the Oscars, which, as we know, the Great American Christmas Did not win an Oscar.
Did not happen.
Unfortunately, neither did Laguna Beach. You know, I mean, I personally think it should have won an Oscar. It's great television.
Yeah.
So the girls then do a toast to the end of one chapter and the beginning of another, which is sweet.
Morgan saying, this is really just the beginning of their lives. That sort of made me, like, emotional and sentimental, mm-hmm. because you really don't recognize it at that time. But, it like, really 18, is. 19, when you leave your home and pursue what you want to do, like, yeah, it really is that time where you, like, find yourself.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So then we transition to Steven and Kristen on the beach, and they're having coffee, and it's kind of sad. They both are sad vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen says she's going to miss Steven so much next year. Steven says he will come down and see her, even if she has a boyfriend, which I thought was kind of cute. And then they're kind of cuddling, and Steven puts his head on Kristen's, and he says he wants to take a picture of her eyes and then tape it to his forehead for when he misses her.
Oh.
I don't know. I thought it was weird.
What?
I'd have been like,
I thought this was the cutest scene.
I know. I mean, like, it is.
No boy's ever told me that.
It is for like high school. But like, I feel like if someone said that to me now, I'd be like, that's weird. Just take a picture of me and like put it on your wall, you weirdo. Like,
you're like, just call me on FaceTime.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was cute. It was cute for the time.
Yeah.
Adrian hates me so much right now.
Well, these were all the things that made me so in love with their love at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought everyone felt the same.
I know. You're so sick of me and my Steven hate. Okay. So Kristen starts crying. And Steven kisses her forehead, and then he kisses her on the lips, and the episode ends with them cuddling on the beach. And we're kind of left with a sad, forlorn feeling, because it is the beginning of the end for Kristen and Steven. Yeah, I still wish he was with Elsie.
No, stop.
I do. I really do.
Listen to how he talked about her, though.
Yeah, true. I do feel like this was another filler episode, too. Like, I just feel like...
Totally.
Mm-hmm. They needed, like, something before the last episode. They just kind of were, they're like, well, Trey's leaving, so we can just throw that in there. And then, like, also just have a bunch of scenes of Lauren talking about how Steven literally hasn't talked to her all summer.
Oh my god, those are the worst.
Yeah, so I mean, it was an okay episode. I was entertained, but if I was gonna rate it, I don't know, man.
I would rate it high only because it had so many cute Steven and Kristen like
scenes. You're so gross. I cannot. Like those scenes. I'm thoroughly disgusted with you. Liz, do you think that those scenes are cute? Do you like those scenes as a Lauren fan?
Well, you know, I liked them better this time around because I felt like I was actually watching their real relationship. Like, it felt real, and I feel like we didn't get a lot of that through the whole season. We just got Kristen being bitchy, and so it was nice to be like, okay, well, they actually do love each other, and we're getting to see them having a good time together. Definitely when I was in high school, I was like, I hate this so much, but like that this time so around.
But don't you feel like, and now I know that.
No. No.
Listen, okay? Don't you feel like they threw us this random bone of Kristen and Steven having the best relationship in one episode versus the entire season when it was a fucking shit show?
Definitely. For the last few episodes, because, like, Alex had a conversation with Kristen about how, like, you're so in love with him. But, like, yeah, it totally came at the very end of the season when they were about to break
up. It's so hard for me to, like, be like, aw, because it's, like, all season long, you're fighting. And called her a spine Cabo. And, like, you know, like, I'm just, like, there's all these things that lead up to this. And I'm, like, you know.
Like a dumpster fire.
Right? It's hard for me to be like, aw, look at them in the pool. Like, no. Stay away from each other. You can't communicate. I would have been the friend that's like, you guys are toxic and you need to break up. Like, Kristen would not have liked me.
No, she would not have you as Alex H. No, because Alex,
like, hypes her up. She's like, you guys are so cute together. And I would have been like, no, he's, I'd be like, he ain't shit. He called you a slut.
Maybe that's what Taylor did, and that's why Kristen stopped being friends with
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Kristen's friends are, like, super shitty. They never tell her, like, what's up.
They're yes people.
They're very, and they're, like, I feel like Alex and Jessica want to be her so badly that they, like, they just, they're, like, her minions. Like, they just, like, they suck up everything she says and, like, believe everything she says. And, like, so she doesn't have anybody to check her. You know what I mean? Like, there's no one to be, like, Kristen, you're being slutty, or Kristen, you know, you're not being very nice right now. Like, she doesn't have anybody to do that. She just runs around unchecked.
That's true. That's
true. Yeah.
But how awesome.
I know. Good for her. She's living her best life. For her. Yeah, I mean, I get it. Go, girl. Maybe season two, Kristen will change my mind, because she is a really good friend in season two to Jessica.
Oh, my God. She was the best in season two. Like, I love Kristen so much. And with Kristen in season two, they really juxtapose her against Lauren, because, like, Kristen really stands up for herself and she doesn't take crap from, like, any guys. Whereas in season one, Lauren's just, like, such a pushover for Steven in, like, every single scene. So Kristen got a good edit from that standpoint in season two.
For sure.
Let's save that for season two.
Yeah. I know. I get carried away. Did you guys have a favorite outfit?
I wrote down, I think it was the scene when Lauren and Talon were just hanging out on the beach. She was wearing, like, a bikini top with her tank top over it, and then jeans at the beach. And I don't know why, I just thought that was so cute. It was, like, so, like, I want to look like her.
Yeah, I love their beach style. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put she had a cute halter dress on when the four of them were sitting at the table talking about their futures. I thought that was a very cute dress.
I liked Kristen's outfit in the very beginning scene with Alex H. when they're sitting on the beach. It was one of those, like, flippy skirts with the black and white stripes and just a regular tank top. It was super cute, and I miss those flippy skirts so much.
Me too.
You're still hoping they come back.
I know. I never wore them because I didn't think I'd look good in them, but they're so cute, and I feel like I would have worn, like, I would wear them now.
Yeah.
They're going to come back anytime now, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a moment or scene or quote that you really liked?
Yeah, every single scene of Kristen and Steven.
You're going to hate me, Candace, because I actually put the same thing.
Bad me, both of you.
I said my favorite part was getting to see Kristen and Steven, like, act like real people that were happy together. Yes.
Ugh, <I'm> Woohoo!
I'll forgive you guys.
Are you gonna say that too?
Definitely not. Definitely not my favorite part of the episode. I had, even though it made me uncomfortable, Talon being a player in the hot tub, because it was
That was a really good one. That was funny.
Yeah, it was super weird and uncomfortable, but it was really funny that he asked her about the threesome, and then he's like, two guys, three girls.
Different scenarios.
And she's like, no.
I know. Lauren is literally all of us.
I know.
She's just like, no.
She is.
She's like, absolutely not. So, that was pretty hilarious. Oh, Talon. They really made a mistake not naming an episode Talon, Talon, Talon. I will say this until I die, because that's just, like, every time he's on screen, I think that.
But we can.
I know.
We can name one of ours that, yeah.
Yep. Oh my God, wait. This episode's gonna be called Talon, Talon, Talon now.
Thank you for tuning in to Millennial TV. If you like what you hear, we do this every week, so please subscribe or follow anywhere you podcast. We love hearing from our listeners, so feel free to reach out to us at millennialtv@gmail.com. That is millennialtev@gmail.com. We also have an Instagram. We are Candace, Liz, and Adrian, your Millennial TV hosts, and we will see you next week.